I mean, I think so far the younger players have shown themselves well all through spring OTAs. You know, this little three-day rookie training camp, good introduction, get reacclimated. You know, we try to temper our as coaches. We get excited now. You know, we see guys do things. We see Matt Collins make a play, or Marcus Johnson, or pump some of the plays that pump has made. He made a great catch out there today. As coaches, you get excited. On the flip side, you always temper that because the pads aren't on yet. So the guys are doing a good job.
You mentioned pump's catch. Since he's been here, you guys have used him in that role a lot as a pass catcher. He wasn't used that way a ton in college. Are you surprised about how well he's handled himself in that area?
I mean, I think he has exceeded expectations in that area. I mean, I think that's something that we saw. There were flashes. As you said, it wasn't used a lot like that in college, but we thought there were some things there that could be a part where he could develop at. I think he's developed faster in that area than maybe anticipated. But again, you temper that just because the bullets aren't live yet, but very encouraged by his progress for sure.
Frank Carson mentioned yesterday he's sort of on a pitch count. How's that work? Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, one of the great things about this organization is literally there is data on everything that we do for all the players. And certainly Carson is included in that. And as a quarterback, some of the data is going to be how many throws you throw. And now this year it's different than last year. He comes in as the guy. He's going to get more reps. The reps aren't going to be split equally. So, you know, it's just good business to keep that in the equation, just kind of keep monitoring that.
So it wasn't something that was monitored last year, then I guess this is new?
No, I think there was, you know, it wasn't early on, it wasn't as important in training camp, obviously, because he missed half of it and he was the third team quarterback and the reps were split, so it wasn't a concern. But because he'll get more reps, just building, it's all part of the process, it's just part of an ongoing process that we want to have, and I think that'll be part of it.
How more versatile do you think you'll be this year in terms of formations and personnel groupings where, you know, you can run out of the spread or vice versa? You feel like you're moving in that direction?
I mean, I think being versatile is an absolute requirement in this league. Formations is a way to do that. But what makes an offense versatile is its players. When you have players that you can move around and match up, that do things to defenses, it really puts us as coaches in a good mindset. How do we do that? How do we get Alshon? How do we match up Alshon with guys we want to match him up with? How do we just go down the line with all of our players? So, yes, I would anticipate that we'll spend a lot of time thinking about where's the ball? What's the progression on this play? Who's the ball going to? I mean, literally every play that goes into the game plan, and this was the same last year, probably even heightened a little bit this year with some of the additional personnel, but literally on every play there's a progression, and so it's who's in the progression, why are they in the progression, do we have the right people in the right formation for this play, for this game plan, against this coverage, against this defense.
In these next 6 weeks, what are you looking for from the left guard competition, and how will those be split in the coming days?
I mean, Isaac's a starter, and then it's just competition from there. That's the great thing about training camp, the great thing about this business. It's so stinking competitive. It's what the guys love about it. It's what we love about it. So, again, it'll play itself out.
You guys had more third and longs last year than probably a couple of teams in the league. How big a problem was that last year with regard to the struggle for the offense, and how does that change? How much does that change this year?
There's no doubt that, you know, especially earlier in the year, our third and long situation was bad. We got to be more efficient on first and second down, stay in third manageable. You can probably pretty much do a statistic on, you know, third and average yards to go. You're going to see who the good offenses are. So I think we got better. It felt to me like we got better as the year went on there. I think we need to continue to focus on that. That'll make us better on third down, sustained drives, getting the red. Everything gets better when you convert on third down. And all the years show, all the statistics show, the less yards to go, right? It's just common sense. So we got to run the football better, right? We got to run the football better. And then we got to make plays on third down and then stay manageable.
Sorry.
when you reviewed the players at the end of the spring, what was your assessment of how Nelson Aguilar played in the slot?
I thought Nelson played extremely well in the slot in the spring. I thought he played well outside. I thought he had a great spring. I think what everybody saw was true out here on the field, in the room. So excited about the confidence that he'll be bringing into training camp.
What's your impressions of this tight end you have, this kid Billy Brown here?
I think Billy has some playmaking ability. He's got a little speed. He's good hands. I think he's learning the offense. And we'll see when the pads get on. You still got to be an effective blocker at some level, and I think he has some toughness to him. I think he showed me a little bit more toughness at the line of scrimmage than I was expecting, so that's encouraging.
Matt Collinson made a couple of plays out there, got your attention. What do you see as his definable NFL skill right now, and where does he need to improve?
I think he's a big man with size and build the speed. You know, he can get vertical down the field. He has really high above average ball skills, and we'll see just how good a ball skills as time goes on. I think he's really smart and versatile. I think for a big man, his route running skills, his footwork in and out of routes is very good for a big man.
Frank, what did Isaac show you last year in his limited time that he did get on the field that gives you the confidence?
Very smart, understands what he's being coached, understands fronts, understands defensive schemes, what to anticipate, very athletic. Tough-minded player.
Frank, having spent 14 years as a player yourself and been in football all your life, do you have a reaction to the New York Times story? Does it concern you, the CTE story that came out about 110 players out of 111 being diagnosed with CTE?
You know, I mean, I think all the studies that are done on that stuff are good for anybody who's involved in a sport at any level. Obviously, you embrace things that are going to help people's health over the long run. I'm not educated enough to know if that's a good sample size and who that sample size is, but I think it's progress in the right direction.
Do you worry about the future of the sport, about what parents will perceive when they read that 110 out of 111 had some form of brain damage?
You know what? There's a lot of things people could perceive from the information. Sometimes when there's limited information, that happens in every line of business. Information gets put out there. There's misperceptions. People oftentimes overreact, but in this case it's a serious issue, and we'll just have to see what conclusions they come to over the long term.
Is it a difficult fine line of trying to get maximum effort out of players and yet telling them you got to protect your body as well?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think as players you're wired, you're programmed, you have the habits of this is how you have to play the game. There's no other way to play the game. You have to play all out. And you know, I think all players, even in the old days, you know, we understand there's risks to playing the business. There's risks working in a mill. There's risks working as a policeman. There's a lot of really dangerous risk jobs out there where people are risking their lives. And so there's certainly an element of risk to play in this game. But I think most of the players have an understanding of that and embrace it. And that doesn't mean you don't study it and try to figure out what you can do to help and what the effects are so you can make a good educated decision. But we love this game, man. It's physical. You know, compete. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
Greg Ward, I know that he played receiver early in his college career and moved to quarterback. But how has his transition been from quarterback to wide receiver here?
I think Greg's transition has been phenomenal. Again, okay, I say that. I get excited as a coach. I see he has some really instinctive natural movements as a slot receiver, things that are even hard to coach that he does exceedingly well. He has a knack. He has very good ball skills. So I'm really surprised, and I just think he's way exceeded expectations. Again, now the other side of me, okay, Frank, temper that. We still got a long way to go.
What have you found to be the biggest challenges for quarterbacks in their second year?
You know, incremental growth. You know, don't try to do too much. Don't try to do too much. Stay the course. This thing is a marathon. It's not only a marathon season; it's a marathon career. And you got to have a steady eye and focus on the daily process and staying committed to that. Not getting too carried away with everything else, and know what it takes to be a great player. And so, as a quarterback, because there's so much on your plate, The temptation is always, always, always going to be to try to do too much. And so you have, as a player, have to fight that. Coaches have to help you fight that. And I know we do that with Carson. And then at the same time, he keeps pushing as well, and that's a good dynamic.
How do you think, Alan?
In fact, what the young receivers, these 3 days that you had with them before the veterans come, what exactly did you want to get done with them, and what did you see?
You want to get just simple stuff like alignments, formations. We got to get in and out of the huddle. You know, there's going to be an increased emphasis on trying to get the play clock going fast, you know, this year, maybe a split second faster than it's been. We got to break the huddle, get alignment. You can't be shifting around at the end. You got to be assignment football. You got to know what you're doing. No, sounds simple, but no, we got a lot of formations, motions, movements. Get lined up right. And then the other thing you want to see is you want to – I really look for this a lot – is how explosive are you off the football? Because in this game, you cannot replace being explosive, and explosiveness starts with those first 5 yards. So that's kind of one of the things I've been watching.
All right.